As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Well, I tell you what, the last couple of days I have felt so incredibly good, and I have pinpointed the reason why. I'm back on Effexor.
Oh, you know, I was going to say drugs. Drugs are helping?
Yes, it is.
The drugs are helping.
So let me just reset this for those of you that haven't been following the journey. So when I started the Burt Show 20-something years ago, I had been a producer. I'd been sidekicks on show. And this is the very first time on this radio station that they ever gave me a chance to host my own show, right? So as we were talking about yesterday, for me, like, the great motivator is the fear of failure. But at that point, when we had started the show, I had played this insecurity up in my head so badly, like, if this doesn't work, I'm never going to get a job in radio ever again. How's my dad going to look at me? You know, all sorts of stuff like that, where I wasn't having any fun starting this show at all. Stressed out all the time. I'm not sleeping. So I go to see a therapist, and they're like, dude, you're a bit of a mess. So she said, hey, let's do this for 6 months. I was also not sleeping, and part of getting on the Effexor, she thought that if I was more relaxed, I'd sleep easier at night. Mm. So there was a whole bunch of different benefits for it. So I went on it thinking that I would be on it for like 6 months. And when I finally got out of the panic zone, I would get off of Effexor and I'd be back to my normal self. So I started taking the smallest amount of Effexor, which is 37.5 milligrams. And then usually what people do is they start increasing their dosage. I never did. So from 20 years ago, I'm on the very base level, which just took the edge off enough to where I wasn't stressed out. So I went back to my doctor and I'm like, I don't want to go up. This is just great right here. So that was 20-something years ago. So I've recently come out of a toxic situation. I wouldn't even say a toxic situation, just a bad breakup. And I was engaged, and we're not engaged anymore. So it's been pretty, pretty stressful. But I've also found myself at the end of the day feeling like I just don't know if I'm that guy anymore. I don't know if I feel so a little bit reborn, and I don't know, because I've been on this for so long, if I'm a really stressed out dude that needs Effexor, or I can do it without the drugs. And, you know, now I'm trying to clean out my body and being a little more health conscious and taking things out of my body if I don't really need it. So I started weaning myself off of this Effexor. And the weaning stage was really, really hard, like even for the smallest amount. So for those of you that are on a larger amount, you want to get off in like a month or two, it's going to take a hell of a lot longer than that. Mine was the base amount, and it took me months before I finally got down to just about nothing. And what I realized a couple of weeks ago was that I'm a little bit more tense than I thought. I'm a little bit more type A than I remember. And I don't like it. I'm going through a point in my life right now where things are laid out really, really nicely. I think anytime you go through a breakup, you know, there's a mourning of that relationship. And then I think you go through this phase where you feel really free and really good. So during that phase of free and good, I decided to challenge myself in a million different areas, right? I was trying to do that 75 hard. Then I was challenging myself in other areas also. Effexor was another one of these areas. And I had a friend of mine the other day say, you know, you have lived your life with this sort of internal chaos. It's the way that I grew up, in a house of chaos where everything was just a little bit on the tense side. So that's what I knew as a kid. So I am just not comfortable sort of being comfortable. So even though I got out of this stressful relationship, what I've decided to do is fill it with a whole bunch of different challenges that was creating chaos in my life. And the effecture, I think, was part of it. Like, maybe I just should have sat in it a little bit and I shouldn't have challenged myself, but I did. So what I've realized over the last couple of weeks is I have been, since I've been off of it, edgier than I remember that I have been. And this could be part of the weaning period also, or it could just be who I am. Edgier. I haven't been able to control my emotions when I'm feeling angry as good as I can on the effexor also. And little things seemed really, really big to me for a couple of weeks also. And this is just not what I've been used to for the last 20 years. And frankly, I don't like it. I just did not like me like that. I'm just like, this is not the person I want to be. So this might just be the thing that balances us out. So I got back on it a couple of days ago, like 4 days ago, and I could immediately feel relief.
So you didn't even feel like the progression in the time that you were trying to wean off of it. Did you feel like you were getting better, or the entire time it just felt like a struggle? Because maybe you didn't stay in it long enough, or you just feel like, nah, that's just not for me.
That's real possible that I didn't stay off of it enough because I was pissy getting off of it and I was getting progressively pissier. And that's not where I wanted to be. I've got so many things lined up that are so great right now that maybe it's just time for me to understand that I'm allowed to live in happiness without feeling like if I'm not trying really hard at something, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm being complacent.
I totally understand how you feel. And I don't know if it's like a self-sabotaging behavior or if in some regard we feel like we have to suffer to get some kind of happiness in the end. But I think you just got to let yourself be happy and enjoy it and take the drugs, damn it, if you need them.
I want to believe I'm like this Southern California type dude that's so chill about everything. But now I realize, man, off that effexor, that's not me.
Yeah, yeah. I know that ain't who I am.
That's not me.
The difference is weed is legal in California, so.
Right. So I don't feel like it was a failure. I felt like I tried it. I probably could have gone longer on it. I just wasn't feeling great at all. It was affecting my mood. It was affecting my diet. It was affecting everything else. So I've decided, you know what? I'm just going back to being happy and just going to try to sit here. And what I am going to work on is trying easier. That's all. Not challenging myself.
You tried it, though. And one of the things you say that I always remember is you always come back to your most authentic self.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.